On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 26, Polokwane 21.
There is an accident Pretoria side coming from Pretoria to Johannesburg at Rigel Road just after the on-ramp at southbound on the N1.
And in your sport headlines, Sikandar Raza leads Paul Royals to a bonus point win over MI Cape Town, and coach Bruce shifts focus to World Cup after AFCON exit. I'll have your details at 7:30.
The city of Tshwane says it's committed to achieving full and sustainable power restoration to areas affected by the Kuruspoort substation fire incident. The blaze caused severe damage, destroying the substation, building and critical electrical equipment. Here's the Metro spokesperson Lindela Mashiho.
Technical teams are making steady progress on site and are currently attending to a third and final cable, which is the last outstanding component in this phase of the work. Further updates will be communicated as progress continues.
The Mpumalanga Community Safety Department has welcomed the arrest of a suspect linked to the Imbalahleni tavern shooting on New Year's Day, which left two people dead. The suspect will appear in court this week. Spokesperson Mweti Mumusi has called on tavern owners to strengthen security.
Incidents such as this ones must be condemned in the strongest terms, and that those who are responsible must face the full consequences of their actions. The MECs reminded liquor traders to cooperate with the police and report any criminal activities.
The National Sea Rescue Institute says ongoing search efforts are continuing for 12 people who remain missing following drowning incidents across KwaZulu-Natal's coastline. Three went missing on Christmas Day, nine went missing on New Year's Day. Here's the NSRI spokesperson Craig Labadon.
Where missing persons are located and recovered, police will coordinate with families for formal identification. NSRI, police, emergency services and lifeguards appealing to the public to be cautious during this full moon spring tide phase, where rip currents and sea currents can be stronger than normal.
In news abroad, President Donald Trump has threatened military action against Colombia. This follows the large-scale strike against Venezuela and the capture of its president and his wife over the weekend. The U.S. has been carrying out strikes targeting vessels suspected of smuggling narcotics. More than 110 people have been killed in the strikes. Trump also criticized Colombia's left-wing president, Gustavo Petro.
Colombia is very sick, run by a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States, and he's not going to be doing it very long. He has cocaine mills and cocaine factories.
And finally, a pair of rings accidentally thrown into a trash can at an Iowa hospital were recovered thanks to medical staff, maintenance workers, and an X-ray. Susan Sinwell said that she didn't realize until the day after leaving an X-ray performed on her hand at the Gundry County Memorial Hospital that she had accidentally thrown the napkin containing her grandparents' wedding rings into the trash. The rings have since been located. I'm Chanel September. More news at 8.
Trust me, losing the wedding ring is never an easy conversation. I was once responsible for someone losing their wedding ring.
Oh, you were responsible?
Yeah, it was my fault, 100%. We were at a bachelor party, funnily enough.
Of course.
And this guy, we were teasing him the whole time for this ugly jersey that he was wearing. Like he had the ugliest jersey. And then he had taken the jersey off and it was lying there and no one was looking. And I threw the jersey into the bonfire.
Ah, and the ring was inside.
Oh, no.
As to why he had taken his wedding ring off and put it inside the pocket of a jersey at a bachelor party, that's on him. But I never, this day, I've never said a word about it. So if he's listening, I skis it really. It was me.